Well, I want to share with you something the Bible says today. This is Brother Jeff with the Daily Inspiration. Thanks for your call. Open up your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. Well, we have a good teaching in here that talks about the last days. And Peter was speaking to his church here, and he was warning them to be ready. Are you ready? If the Lord would return or you would die, are you ready? It's a good question. All right, it says here in 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they are willingly ignorant, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, we wonder, why? Why does not God just come and deal with sin, the devil, and this wicked world immediately? Why is there a delay? Why is there suffering? Why is there hurt? Why is there pain? Why are there birth defects? Why are there tragedies? Why do men leave their families? Why do, you know, people commit adultery on each other, murder, steal, hate? Why are there church wars and splits? And why are there Islamic terrorists and hypocrites? And, you know, we wonder why? And, you know, we think God is slow, he's forgetful, where is he? But the answer is in the middle of all this. It says, be not ignorant, because some people are very ignorant. Be not ignorant of this one thing. One day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. Just remember that eternity is where God dwells. There is no stopwatch. There is no calendar. There is no clock. Time is a realm in which the creation is under that we live in. But one day we'll be in the presence of the Almighty God if we know him. And there is no time frame like that. And so as we rush and worry and haste to get a job done or to get to work on time or to, you know, to do things before we get old and tired or whatever it is, just remember, you know, you've been alive not even a thousand years, not even one day in God's timetable. The earth is only almost a week old in God's timetable. So just rest in that God holds eternity, that we don't have to fear. Yes, there's going to be the scoffers, there's going to be the mockers, there's going to be all the things that we see today. God uses the example of the great deluge when he flooded the world here in the passage I just read. And God drowned everything that was breathing on the earth. And he sent that rainbow and he said he wouldn't flood again. But it says here in verse 7, the heavens and earth, which are now of the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Oh, my friend, no more floods. Next time it's a fire. The judgment, purifying, cleansing fire of God is coming to planet Earth and the heavens as we see them. And it says in verse 10, the day of the Lord will come. How is it coming? He said, as a thief in the night here, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, just one big boom, and they're gone. The elements are going to melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And he goes on to say, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. They're going to melt, brother. They're going to dissolve. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's where we're going to be if we're faithful, if we're the redeemed, if we're saved. I just want to ask you, are you ready for this day? Prepare to meet God. Be sincere with your repentance. Get honest with who you are before God. Don't be one of the scoffers. Don't be one of the skeptics. Don't be one that ends up in the fire. No, be prepared. What manner of persons ought we to be? Holy, godly, looking for Jesus to come back. Our head and our eyes are craned toward heaven. We're waiting for the Savior. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your call. If we can ever help you, or you'd like to leave a message, 099 gets into the voice box. Please leave us a message, a prayer request, suggestion. We just thank you for your interest in Fountain of Life. Have a great day.